Let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith. The ideal mom draws strength from the Lord, living a life of faithfulness to her calling as a wife and mother. This kind of woman was exemplified in the book of Proverbs. If we had more like her, our families would be in much better shape. From the Moody Church in Chicago, this is Running to Win with Dr. Erwin Lutzer, whose clear teaching helps us make it across the finish line. Today, Dr. Lutzer continues a series on reclaiming the family as he talks again about the mystique of motherhood. The Proverbs 31 mother is known for having right relationships.
So she's rightly related to herself. She's also rightly related to God. It says in verse 29, "Many women have done excellently, but you have surpassed them all." And this is a verse that should be written on the mirror of every teenage girl who is listening to this message. Charm is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. I cannot tell you how devastating it is to our society to have this present emphasis on fitness and beauty. Yesterday, I was speaking somewhere else in the country, and in the morning, after I saw the headlines in the news, scrolling down the television stations, all of them had to do with either how fit you can be or eating the right diet and having a beach body. What is this all about, anyway? Have we really come to the point where these TV shows that are absolutely devastating, the idea that you can meet someone and almost instantly you know whether or not you are meant for each other by the level of attractiveness? We're living in a society where beauty has supplanted character and charm of some sort has taken the place of wisdom. Parents, teach your children that their value is not tied up with the exercise machine, however important that may be on its own. Even diets, which are good, but if they're done only to enhance sexual attractiveness, plastic surgery. We're living at a time when all that matters is how you look, not who you are. This woman knows that beauty can be deceitful. What good is it to marry a beautiful woman if she's bitter, if she's hard to please, if she's impossible to live with? And yet that's where the emphasis is today. And then it says, but a woman who fears the Lord, she is to be praised. You say, well, this is Old Testament. We don't have to fear the Lord today in the New Testament times, because we live under grace. Oh, someday I'm going to preach a series on the fear of the Lord and show you all the times in the New Testament that it tells us as believers to walk in the fear of the Lord. You say, well, that doesn't mean that we should actually fear him. Yeah, I think it does. I think it actually means that we should fear him. A wise parent teaches the child why sin is not a good idea, even under grace, and that it is never safe to sin, because sin has repercussions. It's like touching a series of dominoes that begins, and pretty soon it goes from one thing to another. A wise parent teaches the children the fear of the Lord, and this woman fears God. I'll make one more reference to my mother. She really did try to teach us as children the fear of the Lord. She told us verses about how our sin would find us out, how that God was watching when no one else was. And I still remember some of those lessons that she taught us as children. the impact of a mother on children. Charm is deceitful, beauty is vain, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Is it any wonder that her children, verse 28, rise up and call her blessed, and her husband also praises her? Now, she's the ideal woman, and you say, well, Pastor Lutzer, my children have not turned out well, you may tell me. Or maybe you've gone through a divorce, and the ideal seems to have passed you by. In order for us to understand God's message of hope, I'd like to make a few comments about our first mother, Eve. Eve, by the way, is a mystery. It's hard for us to understand why she sinned and why she was anxious to disobey God. Just imagine Eve for a moment. No insecurities. She didn't have to compete with supermodels, pictures of supermodels at the counter as she bought groceries. Never had to put up with the woman on Self magazine. She never had to worry about whether or not her husband was spending too much time with a woman next door. Never had to worry about that. Didn't have to complain about his laziness. Imagine. Adam wasn't lazy. Was she hungry? She had lots to eat. Did she have a penchant for beauty? There was the garden, the flowers, and yet she sinned. Why? Because curiosity. I remember a young woman who went with a man in an immoral relationship. She said, the reason I did it is because I thought, if I don't, I'm always going to wonder what it would have been like. That's what she told me. Bitter consequences. Bitter consequences. But Eve sinned. But God didn't leave her there. He supplied grace. Supplied grace. Her two children, the first two, one turned out very well, Abel. The firstborn, Cain, not so good. Cain killed Abel. So in the midst of this heartbreak of a broken family, God shows grace, first of all, to Cain by keeping him and protecting him when really he could have been killed. That mark of Cain was a mark of grace. But then also God gave her another son, Seth, and it says that after Seth was born, people began to call on the name of the Lord. Her son Seth was a blessing. He became a righteous man with a righteous line. And then, of course, Eve was a part of the plan of redemption. She gave birth to children who in turn gave birth to children, and on it went until Jesus was born. And Jesus is known as the seed of the woman. Jesus came to repair the irreparable. What I'd like to challenge you with today is no matter where you're at the spectrum of the family, whatever your heart need is, whatever brokenness you have brought to this congregation or to this message, there still is hope because God works in and through and in spite of human failure, human difficulty, and human regret. God is here for you today. God is here for you today to meet you in your need. Back in the previous century, there was a woman who was walking through some mountains in South Wales with a little child in her arms, but she was caught in a snowstorm. And if you've ever been in a snowstorm, you know that these blizzards can not only be blinding, but the wind can be relentless. And the woman died. Her body was found in the snow. And next to her body was the little child who had been wrapped in the woman's outer clothes. She had taken off her coat and her clothes and her sweater and had wrapped the little baby in her own clothes. So she froze to death, but the baby lived. That little baby was David Lloyd George, who for 16 years was Prime Minister of Great Britain and, according to my sources, one of the greatest international statesmen that Wales had ever produced. But he always knew that his mother had died for him. The love of a mother, yes, but also the picture of the love of Jesus for sinners. Jesus dies for us to cover our sins. He is the God of new beginnings. And we offer him today to mothers, to fathers, to children, to all those of us who always need a fresh start. He's the God who forgives, the God who covers us with his righteousness. Give your family, your children, give them to God. Let's pray. And our Father, we do thank you today for our mothers. Thank you so much for those of us who have godly mothers, and we do not take that for granted. But for those who look back today recognizing that their mother was less than the ideal, we pray that your grace and your strength and your forgiveness will make that up, both to the mothers who are listening as well as the children. And we ask, O God, today that the ideal that you have established might be what we strive toward, and to always honor what you honor, and to love what you love. And we ask that many precious children shall be born into godly homes, raised for your glory, perpetuating your word in generations to come. This is Pastor Lutzer. Well, this concludes the message that I preached on motherhood. And of course, next time in this series, we're going to talk about the responsibility of the father. And I most assuredly urge you to listen and to be able to understand his role in the family. But today, mothers, my, how important it is to be content with being a mother. Society may tell us otherwise, that if all that you are is a mother, staying home, taking care of your children, tenderly giving them the kind of supervision and love that they need, somehow you are not successful. You have to be in the workforce. Well, God bless those of you who are mothers who have to be in the workforce. But the ideal, of course, is for the mother to be at home. And if she has something going on the side, perhaps she has a business on eBay, hopefully home will be the base, because it is from there that she's able to minister to her children. And I maintain this: we will never reclaim the Christian home in America until we understand the value of children and the need for mothers to nurture them and for fathers to nurture them according to the admonition of the Lord. Put your arm around your children today. Tell them that you love them. Encourage them. And if your mother is still living, take out the time, pick up that phone, call her, and tell her that you love her, because we want to honor those whom God honors, and he honors mothers.
Today, Erwin Lutzer concluded The Mystique of Motherhood, the second of seven messages on reclaiming the family. There is one man whose imprint on our lives can never be erased. Next time on Running to Win, join us for A Father's Long Shadow. Reclaiming the Family can be yours on CD as our thank you for your gift of any amount to support Running to Win. Call us at 1-800-215-5001. That's 1-800-215-5001. Online, go to offerrtw.com. That's offerrtw.com. Or write to Running to Win, Moody Church, 1635 North LaSalle Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois, 60614. For Dr. Erwin Lutzer, this is Dave McAllister. Running to Win is a ministry of the Moody Church.